Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
I think this appeal look like an elope. Go. Ooh. It's the words I spoke. He said, let's go to sip and paint. Catch a vibe, you know. I said, it's COVID-19, motherfucker. They
close for another sip.
You can see it, you can paint my face. I'll get that dick of friendship and make it come all day. I said,
oh, Jesus Christ.
If you're wondering who that is, Cupcake.
With two K's, baby.
A nasty, nasty bitch, and I love it.
A nasty Gemini. Aries moon, Aquarius rising.
Mm. There it is.
Mm.
She must have listened to a Michael Jackson or something, because that shit was whole Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
I'm sorry.
The slurp, slurp, slurp. The what? What?
She got gulked right into the song, baby.
Baby, I was scared. Blag, zag.
Blag,
zag. Billie Jean.
But welcome to a brand new episode. It's cancer season.
I'm thriving.
No, you're not.
I'm thriving. Who wants a hug? Come give me a snuggle. Woo.
Yeah. I'm going to hug my Tom Nook pillow that I got from Target.
I'm sitting on his face right now.
Oh, God. Ooh. I wish they had a Biff pillow because you know my obsession with Biff. I'm about to get on my island right now. Fuck the pod. I'm out. I'm gone. Search it for me on Chrome.
Oh, Lord. Welcome back to another week. Oh, how was your weeks? How you been? How
delicious.
You
been?
How was your birthday? Your dirty 30.
Amazing, epic, everything I could have ever wanted.
That's it.
I am now 30 years old.
You're old.
Bitch, you're older than me. How the fuck you sound?
I'm the baby.
She baby.
Baby.
It's like, remember Blue's Clues, the salt and pepper? Made paprika? That's me and Steph. We made Nikita.
That's it.
She baby. On the map. Wait, that's
how is salt and pepper made of paprika? I mean,
maybe
are you sure?
Stranger things have happened.
Are you sure you're the baby daddy? Angel, because
it's the Aquarius Mars. She might have stepped down. Who said I was Peppa? Why are I salt?
Oh, God.
It's the Aquarius Mars sleeping with ketchup for me. And that's how paprika was made, everybody. I can't say paprika. Paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika. Paprika. Roll the R's.
Paprika. We got some, you know, little wins this week. It's the meme destroyer once again for me.
We officially hit 4,000 followers on Instagram.
Why are the kids is crying on that meme talking about, I'm not a crybaby. But yeah. You're crying over a meme, so case in point. Right?
Why I commented on the pic and I was like, yo, I'm like, whoever needs a hug, hit me up, like whatever. And while all my friends are hitting me up in the DMs, I'm getting DMs all of a sudden. Wow. Someone give me a snuggle, come here. And then while one of my friends comments, and she's like, you better come to my house right now, otherwise I'm gonna hold a grudge on you and cry.
Yep, that's
I said, that's right, baby. I'm on my way. You in a crisis? I'm on the way.
Those bots are gonna be in demand this season.
Oh, I am sure.
I mean, like machine gun, like Austin Powell. Just shoot hey, milk.
Listen, if anyone wants to snuggle, hit your girl
if
up. I'm right here.
Suckle.
Hit my line personally.
She's like, DM me. Let me know what's good.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Reach my titties, but if
you want to suck
that froze, sip that froze, baby.
I love how all of our pages are like going insane these past few weeks.
It. Wild.
We're almost at 10K it. On Facebook too.
It's the
And if you're not following us on Facebook, make sure you are at The Astrologers.
And we're everywhere else too. So we're on Instagram at @The_Astrologers. We're on Twitter at The Astrologers. We're on TikTok at The Astrologers. Like Steph said, we're on Facebook, The Astrologers.
And we're on every streaming platform possible.
Imagine. Spotify.
Anchor.
Anchor.
Follow us. Hi, guys. If you like our content, give us a follow.
Hi,
fuck,
guys.
It's a Tuesday.
A day of rest.
But not for us.
But not for me.
We miss them.
We do. Get back together, cop destroyers. Someone send them our pod, please. Maybe manifest. Rush it.
Mercury retrograde is over. So now I'm hoping that they just go back into the path that they were at and get back together, for Christ's sake.
Back.
Praying. I'm on my knees. Praying.
Of course she is.
Always.
SpongeBob. But, you know, we have, we're going to take it along right into astrological. Hello. She just snored. Astrological events happening this week. There's actually not much major ones. As we spoke about in last week's episode, Venus is entering Leo on the 27th. So expect the next 4 weeks to be spicy. Mm. Mars and Venus are both in Leo. So expect the dramatics, the fucking Cinderella, the fucking treatment, the fucking everything. Everything is over the top, embellish and have fun, but don't be a cock. Word of advice. Don't be a cock.
Just suck one.
Be a cock destroyer, but don't be a cock.
That's it.
Nugget. Don't be a cock nugget.
Hello? What's a cock nugget?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Ooh. Can I dip you in some sauce? Like,
there's only one sweet sauce sour? To dip a cock nugget in.
Mm.
Ranch?
It looks like it reminds us of that. That's so dark.
Oh, God.
But yeah, and also treat yourself, bitch.
Well, let's dive in into the slut butt of the week, girls. What you got? Ooh. What you got for me? What
Yo,
you got
I
for
got
me?
A couple.
I'm ready.
Like, I got a couple.
Well, first, can I just tell you a personal story that happened to me this past weekend?
Oh, God.
Of course.
So, I was recently out with Angel, and we met this Gemini man.
Oh, God.
Let me just tell you.
Oh, no.
He was too much. We met him through a mutual friend, and we were talking to him and chatting. He was so annoying. He would not leave. Like, we were trying to chill with this girl, and he would not leave. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, and he had dated our friend. So we're like, okay. And then he was talking to us, me and Angel, and he's like, oh. And he looks at me, and he's like, oh, you look spicy. And ooh. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you better fucking back
the
fuck
up. Yeah, yeah. I was like, don't lie. No,
I was like, I know. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, you're confident. Like, I know, whatever. He's telling Angel, like, oh, Angel, you too? Like, you know, whatever, flirting back and forth.
I was so not a Gemini. I was like, shut the fuck up and get out.
Like, seriously, leave. So anyway, so our friend tries to matchmake us. She gives him, she's like, oh, take their numbers down. So he takes our numbers down and he texts me. And this is what he said.
So bad. He knew not to text me because he knew I was just going to be like, nope.
So he goes, hi, Nikita. I would like to know what flavor of spice you are. And I said, chicken tikka masala spicy with a chili emoji. And he goes, nah. I usually do my own tasting. This is why.
She was so embarrassed, though. She was like, oh, my God, block him.
But this is why I don't give my number. Because of this. Like, what? You just met me. And you're talking about tasting how spicy I am?
Goodbye.
So I was like, you're fresh. I'm like, you better calm down. He goes, this is me calm. I said, this is you calm? Lord have mercy. Like, Jesus Christ. So then he wouldn't stop texting me. Like, it was
so bad.
It was so bad. So he's like, come over and chill with me and my friend. I'm not too far away. Bring your friend. Bring Angel. I have bottle service. I need help to finish it. So I was like, we're back home already, LMAO. Meanwhile, we were actually not home. We were driving. And he's like, really? You can come back, both of you. The place is called and blank. And then he goes, hello? And then 10 minutes later, hello? Like,
I was gone by that point.
Like, get the hint.
Get the hint, Gemini.
That's very un-Gemini.
Like, that's very Gemini. Talk. Blah, blah, blah,
nah,
blah, blah.
Gemini don't beg.
Like, I do my own tasting.
That's gross.
What?
Nah, it was disgusting.
I would love to see his chart.
Maybe I can ask him, but then I'm scared to text him and he won't stop talking.
Don't text him.
So yeah, that was one of the stories I had to say for the weekend that happened to us. And this is exactly why I don't give men my number. Thank you. Have a great day.
Trash.
Next. Ugh. Who's next?
I have a Grindr chronicle.
Ooh, I love these.
A Leo and a Cancer. Now you know our Leo.
Oh, boy.
Another anonymous romp.
Ooh.
Is it like that time where you went to a room and then fucked somebody in love?
Anonymous.
Yeah. Okay.
So him and this guy are talking on Grindr. Dude's into anonymous. He's gorgeous. Boom, boom, whatever. Shows up, doors open, dude is ass up, face down, blindfolded.
Ooh.
Mind you, he came from work. He went from clock out to cock out. I'm not mad at it, baby. So he rolled up. It was a ginger, a hot ginger, muscular, gorgeous Ooh. Build. Rolled up, pound town. Now, this guy was very into rough. The Leo said that he was dripping in sweat, like, halfway through. Like, he was pounding that pussy. Boom, boom, boom.
Love it, love it.
Very verbal. the cancer was, the ginger cancer. Very, very verbal.
What did he want?
What did he say?
He was just, like, talking mad shit. I forgot exactly what he told me, but the guy was talking mad shit. Like, the other guy that was like, fuck me, I'm a hoe, I'm a this, I'm a that. I'm like, y'all all right? Like, what's going on? Like, okay. But, you know, Leo finishes, slaps his ass, says thanks. Now, the difference with this guy was, he's sitting there, face down, ass up, blindfolded, talking about, do you ever crave ice cream or a milkshake after sex? I really like ice cream after I have sex. So the Leo's like, is this guy asking me to go for ice cream? Like, I'm a little confused. And he was like, huh, yeah, like, kind of laughed it off.
He's like, I'll let me pound you down, like, enough with ice cream.
But literally, he went for some ass, and this guy's like, do you want to go to Carvel? Without saying, do you want to go to Carvel? The Leo left. He was like, I don't want Carvel.
I just want cock.
Yeah.
No Carvel, I just want coke. And that's my Grindr chronicle with the anonymous blindfolded sex dark room.
I love these anonymous things.
They're wild.
I'm intrigued.
I'm very intrigued. Oh, God. I'd be so nervous, but, like, I'm intrigued by it.
I have a little mini slut butt, too.
Ooh. What you got?
So, a Gemini male, I know. It's not an actual slut butt. There was no sex or anything involved. It's just really funny. So he had a dream one night, and we were talking about, like, I don't know how we got into this, but he was saying, like, I don't have a foot thing. He goes, but one time I had this weird dream. Like, I don't like feet, but I had a really weird dream that, like, I was on, like, a deck, and we were on the water, and, like, I was jerking off, and I came on my friend's feet, a girl. And then a couple weeks later, they were staying somewhere as friends, and he saw her feet, and he felt shame. Like, oh, he moved boy. Away from them because he, like, nutted on them in his dream.
I'm done. It's a secret foot fetish for
me. It's
like,
shame. Of course. He's like, I don't like feet, but this one time I had a dream, and then I felt shame. I mean.
I'm not mad at the foot fetish kink, though.
Nothing wrong with some feet. Some nice, clean feet. Some cute foot feet.
I'm about to start one. We should make an astrologer's foot finder. I said it before. Say it again. We should do it. Except everyone even know whose foot is mine. But
it's the white one.
Okay. It's the hairy one. It's Lemmy.
Lemmy on it too with his toes.
With his toes, baby. Paint his toes. Dude. We can put cotton on it too with her toes. She paints her toes.
Mm. Oh. Seth gets a lot of toes.
Imagine Cotton's like, I already have a foot finder page. It's called Paw Finder. Fuck you.
I think it's called claws.com. Get into it.
Oh, I have a mini slap up this week from a Sagittarius friend of mine, a girl. Mm. With her Capricorn man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna get weird.
So, they worked together. And they were in the break room. And she was sitting down. And there's no cameras in the break room. And he walked in the break room, schlong out. He was like,
what? Hit.
So he pulled it out. He, like, did a little helicopter with it. And then put it back in and walked away. She goes, can you come back? Like, can I, like, touch it? And then she's like, can I kiss it? So she gave it a little lick. And then he went away. And then they were like, let's meet in this other service room, which is like another kind of room which has no cameras. And he shut the door, and she sucked his dick at work. And she was like, you bring the whore out of me.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Like,
come on.
That's it. I said, that's right.
She was like,
that's right.
Look, look, look. Was she cupcake?
Yeah, she's like, go. Yeah, right in the fucking break room.
And then they went back at their desk.
And they went back to work like nothing
happened.
Thank
you for calling Geico. No, they don't work at Geico. I'm kidding, but Allstate.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah. That's my kind of lunch break.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Honestly, me too. I'm like, all right.
You want to suck some dick in the break room, baby?
That sounds like a fun time. I would love to do that, except... The way my job goes, I only work with women, so.
Or she's gay like, man. I'm actually a nun. Guys, I have a slut butt from a Virgo and a Scorpio.
Oh.
It's a little gross. So, I was out with this Virgo one night, and we got this bomb-ass empanada spot before we left. And them shits is $2. You know, we was like.
It's bustin', that empanada spot.
Mm. Chef's kiss. I wish it delivered.
Damn. Yeah. Seriously, I would get some now.
It's literally like greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. They're all dollar. We ordered like $50 worth of empanadas. We was Oprah. You get an empanada. You get an empanada.
Love it.
So this bitch decided to go to her Scorpio dude's house that she was fucking with at the time. Why, when she was sucking dick, she threw up a little empanada on it. And then she ate it off. She didn't want him to know, so she was like swallowed it up.
Oh.
And he liked it. So then she proceeded to take an empanada, crack it open, and put it on his pisco deal.
I'm done.
And ate it off. Why'd she put the green sauce and the pink sauce on the top?
Shut up.
Baby went off. But basically, that's the story.
Oh, God.
This bitch ate empanadas off a dick. But she said, so I basically barfed on his dick and ate it off. And then
proceeded to eat another empanada on his
then
dick.
I ate an empanada off it because he liked it.
I'm fucking done.
And I'll never forget, we had to search so hard to find his sign because she texted him, what's your sign? He never answered because it was years ago. But yeah, don't eat an empanada and suck dick right after because you might... You're not going to be...
Probably hit back there and triggered.
That's a water sign, we heard to hit different.
We do.
Cock empanadas.
Cock empanadas. Now I want that, please. Let's go.
I know.
Cut the pot. We going to Mama's.
I love Mama's empanadas.
If you ever in fucking Queens, get Mama's empanadas.
You have to.
In New York, it'll be Mama's.
Oh, the Hawaiian. Oh.
The caramel and cheese one. Oh.
Bitch. The cheeseburger.
They mac and cheese one.
Cheese steak, mac and cheese. Oh, I'm getting wet. Shut the pot. We're going right now. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shape. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shape. Getting into the main bread and butter of this week's episode. Now, this is something we covered a few weeks ago, and people still ask what this is, so we thought that we would go more in depth and kind of break it down even further. So, you know, Astro Babes, we decided to bring it the fuck back and go over it again. Fixed, mutable, or cardinal? What does this mean? What are you, and how does this affect you? Now, here's a breakdown of exactly what we are saying. Because most likely you've seen this and been like, the fuck? Now, each of these signs fall into these categories. Four each, to be exact. Now, this energy doesn't only live in your sun sign. Depending on how many of these fall in your chart can show the energy that you tend to expel. Like, you can be a Leo, which is a fixed sign, but if the rest of your shit is mutable, well, you're a wild-ass Leo. And you might be asking, make it make sense. Well, allow us to. Let's get to it, baby.
Starting off with cardinal. So these signs begin the four seasons of the year. So they tend to take initiative in whatever way they can. Leader vibes, baby. They like to make the first move. They can tend to be instigators as well. They're leaders of the zodiac and tend to be outgoing when engaged with the world in a dynamic way. They can be called the ideas people. While not all tasks they begin might not favor out as planned, these guys have visionary vibes and are able to create and act on things out of thin air, and they can work with change and new endeavors. They love new projects and are always looking for the next one. They also naturally possess an emotionally intelligent nature, but almost in the way where they just fucking fly off and express it true and raw. They might not always be the best timing, but this is technically a sign of emotional intelligence. They can also low-key be pessimistic. Low-key? Please. They like to run the show. However, depending on the element, these energies can come across differently. So, the four signs that are cardinal are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Aries, cardinal, fire. Committed to their own vision, cardinal fire is raw and intense. Sometimes it's almost too powerful. Now, they are the more aggressive cardinal sign, as they can be more prone to display the angriness. Rawr, in true Aries fashion. Aries energy reminds me of Minions.
Banana!
Also, super competitive, so watch out. They're either winning or being a sore loser, baby. Then you got Cancer, which is cardinal water. They lead by the heart, and they are all in with this one. Sometimes, they can use the force of feelings to manipulate others and the situations around them. This can be wonderful or complete chaos. They seem to meet situations with a sentimental approach. Cancer is the opposite of Aries. Even being cardinal, they tend to tuck away and retreat in the face of collision.
My car
super emotional, and this guides them but also allows them to push forward. Just don't gaslight, baby. Listen, I love y'all so much.
The season of gaslighting is here.
I love y'all so much, Cancers, but y'all really gotta stop gaslighting people.
Cut the shit.
I'm so sorry.
The water signs gaslighting for me.
Then you got Libra, which is cardinal air. They lead through new ideas and being a balancing force. This force leads with creativity and can sometimes use this as a weapon. They're naturally empathic. They fix problems with strong emotional intelligence. They tend to always find themselves in social situations and are giving feedback. It's almost like it calls them. They take things from all angles. Damn, that sounds hot. They're taking it all. And they're charismatic motherfuckers. But sometimes they can be a bit much and disregard the needs of some for the benefit of others and self. Lastly, we have Capricorn, which is the cardinal earth. They're formable yet grounded. Natural authority vibes. They like smashing goals and working towards them. Sometimes they can be a bit too uptight. However, they love tradition and family, which ties it together. They might progress slow and steady, even behind Cardinal, but they crave routine and long-term plans. Fucking Capricorns. Since they like tradition so much, they can get upset when the feathers of tradition get ruffled. They can be a bit bougie and feel like everything should meet their standards. So relax, Cab Daddies.
They can.
Chill out. Oh my god. So now we're moving on to fixed.
You know what fixed is?
You know we
fix
are.
Your fucking cock in my ass.
You know we fucking are. Fucking fixed destroyers.
Now, fix is the middle of each season when the weather is settled. This energy is stable and persistent, steadfast and resistant to change. They are considered the stabilizers or doers of the zodiac. They like to fucking do it. They tend to carry on the ideas of the cardinal signs, but actually complete all of the work.
Get to work, pig.
And needed to complete each task at hand. They got laser focus.
We sure do.
They're often reliable and very creative.
I know.
They're the person you can always depend on, no matter what storms are in front of them.
I know.
Ship ahead. An iceberg. Iceberg ahead.
But they'll never admit that they are wrong.
Never.
Iceberg ahead. They're driving anyway.
And if they do, Lord have mercy.
Lord was over and pigs were flying with two bays.
Fucking stubborn motherfuckers.
Come on, Taurus. Come on, Leo. We talking to you.
I feel attacked. I feel pressed. I feel seen. I feel heard.
We talking to you. Woo.
You all can stick to a plan, though, so it's okay. We'll allow it. Maybe.
Pardon.
They take the energy you give them and get the ball rolling. A natural knack for knowing exactly what needs to be done and then get to doing it.
That's it.
Each sign placed under this can possess different energy, and here's how. Taurus, Earth, fix.
Woo! Ah, I was a bull in a pasture. What now is this a bull make? I don't even know. Like,
what does the fox say?
What does the bull say?
I'm never wrong.
Taurus is a personal sign that is focused on the material world. The earth element of the Taurus nature gives it a persistent and robust need to accumulate and retain material possessions. Now, they are the first fixed sign, so this is where the process begins and, in a sense, ends up. Taurus honors values, self-worth, and security. That fucking money. Make it, don't let it make you. Taurus teaches you to hone into these things, but don't let them overcome you, because material shit won't make you happy. Mm. Ever. Even if it feels good in the moment.
That's right.
Allow this energy to teach you to earn it for yourself. Mm. Leo fire fixed.
Rawr.
Leo is an intrapersonal sign that's focused on others. The fire element of Leo's nature gives it a powerful drive for self-expression and praise and recognition from others.
Rawr.
Now, Leo moves from the heart, so they naturally have an essence of creativity. So they tend to tie this into how they get their work done. In true doer fixed nature, they love a good competition and can perform best during this time. However, when they are defeated, good God, they don't get sore loser mode. They won't stop till fucking pigs fly. They can be a bit demanding because they do have natural like leader abilities, but challenged the wrong way, this can be a bit too much. It's the conviction for me, you fucking jackasses.
We love you though.
Now, next up, we have Scorpio water fixed. Scorpio is an intrapersonal sign that's focused on others. The water element of the Scorpio nature gives Scorpio the power to dive deep into the mysteries of life and endure emotional extremes. Now, this is a fixed sign that has Pluto as its ruler, so it gives a little spice to it. They aren't afraid of facing the wildest situations and tend to find a way out of it all. However, they can... were you guys just, like, rubbing your nipple?
No, we were bringing the spice. We were in a little bit of spice.
And then I was like this.
She was like...
They aren't afraid of facing the wildest situations mm-hmm. and tend to find a way out of it all. Mm-hmm. However, they can tend to be shy on the outside and are in their heads quite a lot. They don't like help from friends and can sometimes take their time to make new ones. The determination to love is the one key fixed focus of this sign. Love is a beauty, but don't get lost in the sauce.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
And last, we got Aquarius Air Fix. Aquarius is a universal sign that's focused on the collective. The air element of the Aquarius nature gives it a powerful and stubborn intellect that's focused on the future and the betterment of humanity. Now, this gang shares the least amount of fixed characteristics with the other fixed signs. They are very creative but get bored easily and are willing to bounce around unlike other fixed signs. They are social when they want to be and, unlike other fixed signs, are more likely to accept the help of others that they trust. Ooh. Mm.
All right, next up, we got the best goddamn gang of all. No, I'm kidding.
Get your ass out of my foot. What?
My foot is in your ass.
Get
sit
your
and twist,
foot
baby.
Out of my ass, baby.
All right, next up, we have the mutable gang. Now, these signs end the seasons, so they are down with change. They've learned the lessons from the seasons past and know all good things come to an end, but also with endings come new beginnings. They tend to be the most flexible of the wheel and are adaptable as hell. With this, they can also be a bit of touch and go, aka hot or cold. They like change and movement, but sometimes this movement has no focus, so they need to remain in check. But they also allow others to be unchecked and who they truly are. They are known as the adapters of the signs. Older and wiser, baby. They are more flexible and more comfortable with change than others. They're basically chameleons. So let's get into them. Virgo, which is the earth mutable. A Virgo is mutable? Hello? Hello? Now, they are the earth element, which grounds them in reality. Mutability keeps Virgo busy analyzing and putting things in order. In true Virgo fashion, their mutable nature lives in the ability to refine and review and make plans. It's the lessons that they've learned that allow them to be so top-notch and over-the-top at detail organization, which is either fire or makes you ignite with fire. The choice is yours. Virgo wants to help improve, and I'm here for it, unless they're being fucking annoying. Mm. Pisces, water mutable. Pisces' water element gives it an emotional awareness, and its mutability gifts its watery nature with the ability to drift with the currents, dream, and connect with the unseen worlds. This is the empathic mutable sign, so they can often enter situations with arms too wide open, but they also can trigger something in others that makes them feel shit that they kind of don't want to. They are the healers because they know how to work with deeper energy. Okay, Pisces, we see you. Trigger everybody. Go mm-hmm, off. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Gemini, air mutable. Gemini's air gives it the ability to communicate its thoughts and ideas, while its mobility keeps Gemini busy gathering and circulating information. In the true twins fashion, they can show this energy in how they connect with others and their way of thinking. Their dynamic way of the twins is how they express that mutable energy. You never know what you might get. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sagittarius, fire mutable. Now, Sagittarius, fire element, gives it infinite energy, while its mobility propels Sagittarius to wander and wander restlessly, gathering and spreading knowledge and wisdom. They are all about action and getting others to take action as well. Out of all the mutable signs, they are the quickest when it comes to getting it done and working on a project. While they might not be the best leaders, they possess a go-getter fucking cheerleader spirit that gets the crowd going.
That's right.
No, that's right. Now that we've spilled a bit of tea on what each one means, fixed, mutable, and cardinal, we hope it all made sense. Now with this, you don't just look at your sun, look at your whole chart, baby. What is the main in your big three? That tells a lot. And in your entire chart, what's the strongest? That also tells a lot. Mm. So, we're going to go talk about all three of ours. Me being a Taurus sun, Gemini moon, Virgo rising.
Are you mutable, baby?
I'm mutable. But I also, in my whole chart, I have four that's mutable, and then three's cardinal, and three's fixed. So, I'm kind of pretty much balanced out.
What about you, Steffi Shoes?
What's about you?
What's your shoes?
So, as you guys know, I'm a Taurus sun, Cancer moon, Virgo rising.
Oh, she a little divide. You got 111.
So, I have one mutable, five fixed, and four cardinal.
Oh, baby, don't budge, baby.
She's stubborn, but she a leader. Yeah, she's like Mussolini or some shit. Okay. Oh, boy. Adolf. Hey, Hitler. What up? He was a Tauruses.
He was. Bye. He was born on 420, baby. Bye.
With an Aries moon and a Libra rising.
I saw that today on TikTok.
Yeah, I was like, a lot of them were Tauruses.
I think you saw the same video.
A lot of like world rule, like were Taurus sons. Stalin, like Mussolini. They were,
I was gonna put out my story and be like, "Date a Tauruses." Sam, they said it'd be fun. They said.
I will. So in mine, I have, as you know, Gemini sun, Virgo moon, Cap rising. So just like Nikita, I'm two mutable, and then I have one cardinal in my entire chart. Since I'm part of the Cap trap, I actually have five fucking fixed.
Wow.
Three mutable. And two cardinal. Baby. But my fix is why I get shit done, bitch.
Yeah, but your fix is also why you don't budge either, baby.
But why I'm right, because my fix be knowing what to do. You're muted. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 but I still get the job done. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. But I actually get the job done. Blah, 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 blah.
I get the job done too. Blah, 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 blah. Why are we sucking the same cock? Blah, blah, blah,
blah. You're in the same chart almost. Blah, 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 blah. No, but I know now that I see fix strong, I'm there like, get it done, get it done, get it done now. It has to be done this way, that way, that way. It's not to be a dick, but it's like, it needs to be, like, think of the Virgo moon.
True.
This is better. Trust me. Not trying to be dick. I know. Like, and I'm like, damn, I got a lot of fix in my chart. It's that, what's that? I got Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That guy, the demise in my head. I'd be like, envisioning. And then my mutable adds a little bit of spies. Stephanie's the most fucking fixed and cardinal out of all of us.
God damn.
That's why she be putting in work, but she's like, I'm going to be quiet. Because she ain't got that mutable. It's like,
yeah. Me and Angel be in the group chat, like, blah, 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 blah.
And Stephanie's like, yeah, I already did.
Stephanie's just reading it. Like,
she's like, I already got it done. We're like, blah, blah, blah. She's like,
I'm just reading it. Just laughing like an idiot.
Yeah. She's like, guys, I finished it 3 days ago. We're like, oh. Blah, 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 blah. Shall we keep going?
So, again, you know, you want to look at your chart. You want to see which you're more dominant in, you know, mutable, fixed, or cardinal. But, again, it's also the big three. That is more the most important, I would say, right, Angel? That like you really want to focus on.
Yeah, because that's mm-hmm. what portrays in your everyday with people, how you think, how you come off, how you react. What you got, bitch? Kidding.
So now we're moving to one of our favorite parts of the pod, the pose and hoes.
Pose and hoes.
So the first one we asked is, how do you feel about cancer season approaching? We had someone say, kill me now, squiggle, squiggle. We had someone say, I already was emotional as fuck. Great, can't wait. Someone sent the skull and crossbone emojis with knives. Someone said, a little nervous, fifth house cancer with Mars in cancer there. I just want to have fun. Taurus said, my tissues must be happy. A Pisces said, I'm looking forward to all the feels and love. The Gemini season energy is restless and slutty. Girl, stop fucking playing. You know you love that
restless
shit.
Restless and slutty.
Just
that's
like
a,
us.
That's a great way to describe Gemini season. Then we asked you, are you a fixed, mutable, or a cardinal? So we had someone say mutable in the big three.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's some.
So she's all three.
Me, like,
all three big threes, all mutable.
Sexy.
Then another one said mutable, one said fixed, one said fixed for her sun, moon, and rising. Oh, God.
Okay, you stubborn, baby.
Well, bye-bye. Someone said my big three is all three.
Ooh, fixed, mutable, and cardinal.
Oh, and.
No, wait, yeah.
And then we had a Taurus say, I'm an alien.
No lie there.
So, in that case, she's definitely a mutable. And then we had a Pisces say, I'm a mutable sign, and I always work the best with other mutable signs.
So the next one we asked is, any hot Mercury retrograde moments? Did your ex text you or did you text your ex? Someone said, my ex texted me out of the blue 2 weeks ago. Best surprise in a long time.
Bye.
An old fling who swore he stopped sliding into my DMs. Oops, sent early because he got in a relationship, but he ended up slipping in there after all.
Of course, of course.
Pisces. Well, that was a Pisces. Another Pisces said, texted my ex and my message sent is blank.
The universe just saved you.
Another one said, yes, I texted my longtime affair with a Gemini, but quickly blocked him after telling him happy birthday.
I'm done.
Someone said, oh my God, no. Someone else said, all the fucking tech issues.
I felt that one because I have so many. I've been having
late to everything.
Late to everything, and I've been having a lot of problems with my phone. Like, my phone has just been acting the fuck up. Then we asked, what sign fucked you up with a certain sign forever? What's the origin of your Gemini hate? The reason you avoid Libras? The reason you run from Cancers? The reason Taurus men are serious? And I'm joking.
Really, Taurus men suck.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm never wrong. Feed me. Go home.
Oh, my God. A Pisces said, an unavailable-ass Gemini broke my Piscean heart so many times when I was more young and foolish. Oh, we've all been there, girl. Don't worry about it. We had a Libra say, can you create a poll for the amount of negative slash got ruined by Gemini slash Libra responses? I'm fucking tired. We had someone say a Cancer. We had someone say a Scorpio. We had someone say a Pisces. Mm-hmm. We had someone say, dated a Gemini once for 1 year and he kept promising things but had a double life. Oh. Sounds like a Gemini to me.
But a lot of water signs are coming up. Oh, baby. Even time if you don't jump gem in the water.
Then we had a Cancer. He proposed 3 times in a year and then dumped me during a double date.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That, I'm so sorry. That is just really... She is a Sagittarius.
That's wild.
That's fucking
girl,
crazy.
Girl, get away from them water wipes.
Get away. And then we had someone say a toxic Leo X... mega angry childish asshat. I feel that one.
I'm not mad at that.
I felt that one. What about you guys?
Wait. Oh, sign. None of the signs really fuck with me. I mean, I did a lot of Taurus men, and I think I'm just turned off to them by now. Also, Gemini men, I'll fuck them. Won't wife them. Sorry. I don't love them. I don't cuff them. I just fuck them. I'm sorry. Gemini men just... You're beautiful, but not for me. There's too many people in one room when it's just me and another Gemini. No.
Like you said before, you put 2 Geminis in the room, one about to walk out. Only one comes out.
I ain't gonna be me.
And they're gonna be you, baby. Of course.
What about you guys? What sign turns you on? I feel like Steph's gonna say Aquarius.
Aquarius is really fucked up.
Yeah.
And as much as I love Cancers, they have ruined me.
But you're like, I love Cancers.
But I love them so much. But they, like, really, though.
I agree with those two.
Yeah. They ruined
Cancers
my
Aquarius
life.
Cancers and Aquarius for you guys?
Huh? Yeah.
So wait, the next one, we posted a picture of somebody's cat. And we said, which host's cat is this? Somebody said, this chonker must belong to a Taurus, a Pisces. Wait, I know not Angel. I'm going to say Nikita. Somebody said, the tall Taurus.
Which is me.
And then somebody said, Steph. Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's Nikita's cat.
That's my Tasha. Cat. His name is Natasha. He has a girl's name, but he's a boy. It's a long story. He's really, really thick. And I send Angel pics of him. Like, because he's just, like, so fat that he just, like, lolls around on the couch. And, like, I have to check and see if he's breathing sometimes when I get scared. Because he's so fat. So that's that. But I love him to death. Love you, Tosh. Wait, I love how, look at this. She fucking shows his nipples, and then she fucking covers the nipples.
I forgot to cover them in the second one.
But his nipples were still shown.
So then the next one we ask is, how much do you think this cat weighs? Because Nikita swears 12 pounds.
Hell no.
He's 12 or 13 pounds.
Hell no. No.
Okay, so our Pisces, who's in Europe, said 7 kilograms, which in pounds is almost 16. It's 15 and a half.
I'm done.
An Aquarius said 17. A Libra said more than the shorter Taurus.
I mean, then.
And then a Taurus said the stars on his nipples. I hate you. Personally, I think he's weighing in about 18. And I love him when I want to squeeze his fat.
He's got to be a good 17, 18 pounds.
Like, it's like so
he
thick.
Look at his face. He's like, into the thick of it.
Where's his neck?
Baby, he don't have
he's laying down. He has neck.
Baby, he got thick since
he
we first started.
He has a thick neck. He has a Taurus rising.
Baby, he's like Taurus sun, Taurus moon, Taurus rising, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Lilith. I'm so... Baby, he looks like a log.
He is a log, baby. He's so
I love
cute.
Him. I want to pet him. I covered his I love nipples. Him. When the other one, I said, here's his titties. Now you can't see him. Now you see him.
Then you put pasties on him.
I did, baby.
Star pasties.
There's no way he weighs 12
she
pounds.
Said, oh, he's 12
my
pounds.
Dog weighs 10 pounds.
You see yeah, Cotton?
But, yeah, but Cotton's probably taller than like Tasha. Tasha's size. This small.
That's like Cotton.
No, Cotton's at least this a little bit higher. Like, he's fucking short and stubby. What do you mean?
Baby, into the thick of it. He's
into the thick of it. Yes, boy.
He's gonna come on the pod and be like, you bitches call me fat. You bitches can't even spell fat.
He's gonna limp here.
Maybe. Oh, my little baby.
He was limping the other day. I think because of how fat he is.
Maybe he's too fat.
I don't know where he's eating things because we cut his diet. We used to keep, you know what it was? We used to have food, like, and then, because he would always, like, yell at my parents, outside my parents' door, like, wah, wah, because he wanted food. So we used to keep food like in like an automatic thing, but he would just keep chomping every couple of hours. So that got him really fat. So then we stopped putting food there. We put like half a scoop because we're like, he keeps eating and eating. And then what he would do is when it would be empty, he would like drag it in the middle of the hallway so that we would see it. Like, it ran out of food. You better fill it up, fuckers. So we put only half a scoop. So if he gets like a little snack time in the middle of the night, you know, whatever. But we stopped that. And then we stopped giving him treats. So we don't know why he's still so fat.
Maybe he don't not. Exercise.
Maybe I don't know. How can he? So then he's really scared of me. Like, he like runs away. So I try chasing him sometimes in the house. But I think it's traumatized him further from me. So now he really doesn't like to be near me. But if it's going to work, I'll still maybe chase him around the house.
Be scared.
That's fine.
He's thick. He's so cute.
He like is.
He's got a girl's name. Natasha the boy.
Natasha the boy. Love you.
Just kiss Natasha.
So we recently posted our crybaby cancer meme. Mm.
The cancers came in crying.
They came clawing.
With their crab legs.
So we had one person say, a crybaby cancer is an unevolved shadow cancer energy. After a few karmic lessons, we are rulers of the moon, emotions, and develop the intuitive gifts to know what is hidden. So we stay cool and unbothered.
Okay, that's like 1 out of 30.
Someone commented 23 pounds. That's fucked up.
It's all good, though, because we can cry and aim and act perfectly at the same time.
So that's emotional manipulation. Mm-hmm.
Another person said, we are bitches and not all of us are crybabies. Another one said, I'm no crybaby, but I make sure you will.
Oh, emotional manipulation. Okay.
All right.
That's gaslighting for me.
My mood is in Cancer, and yes, I cry a lot. Another person said, who are you calling a crybaby? Because I will cut you right now. I cry more on movies and shows than I do for my own life experiences. I'm a Cancer Sun, Cancer Moon, Cancer Mercury, Cancer Mars, Cancer Lilith.
Oh, Jesus.
11th house stellium. We are sensitive, but I wouldn't say we cry a lot, just very empathetic. Another person said, I don't be crying. Why don't you say that about Pisces?
We do.
First of all, call me out again like this and you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
There was a TikTok that I saw and it was like, if you date a Cancer, then you're entitled to financial compensation. So I sent it to my Cancer ex and I was like, give me what I deserve. I was like, I'll take your cryptocurrency stocks. It's fine. I'm like, just give me what I fucking deserve, you psycho.
Fucking baby, get that brain. That's get that
it. Yep.
Then leave. Peace out.
The Cancers came in hot. They were like, we're not babies, but why did you post this meme?
Why are you crying then?
Why are you crying about it then?
Into the thick of it.
And we had one more person say, Cancer rising, but my cap sun demands that I keep my tears confined to my room. So you don't have to worry about that.
They cry when they get home.
So at the end of the day, you are all crybabies. So we hope you guys enjoy this new episode. Next week, we're going to be diving into
honey roast the weenies. Remember when we roasted the fuck out of all the signs? Well, now we're doing a honey roast. We're going to tell you what we love about all the signs.
Which is nothing.
Ew. Oh. So in honor of Cancer season still here, we got a nice song for y'all.
Get the tissues, fuckers.
Get the Costco size.
get the Kleenex tissues that have the lotion in them, because then it won't dry your face out, won't dry your nose out. Here's a quick tip. It softens the nosy while you're blowing your nose.
Thank you for the hot tip.
It's for my cancers. I've had a lot of y'all crying in my bosom. I know how it feels. So it's a quick tip.
Get the Puffs Plus.
Me.
No red nose. Bye, fuckers.
Peace. See you next week.
Suck some dick.
Bella.